Yeah, Lady Beaver volleyball team's having a really good start to the season here. We got a couple of sophomores on our show here starting things off with the volleyball tonight. And go ahead and take the headset there. And we're going to have a sophomore, Audrey Schwartz, joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Well, you're on the junior varsity again this year, but you've had a pretty big impact. How's that been for you?
It's been pretty good. I enjoy playing with the freshmen. We play pretty well together.
All right. And, you know, it's kind of a new group there. A lot of changes, you know, just a new season. And how have you been able to adjust maybe to some new teammates that you have to play with?
I just know that I have to talk a lot more in the back row than I did last year. But other than that, we play pretty well together, so I don't really have to worry about much.
All right. Now, you mentioned back row. Is that primarily the position you play then?
Yeah, I play libero.
Okay, libero. Well, yeah, got to be the odd one, right? Different jersey color, yeah. Well, that's not all bad there, but getting in maybe used to the speed of the high school sport once again, what's maybe the difference with this year and last year for you?
I would say just playing with new teammates. It's a little bit faster than last year, I feel like. I feel like we're playing a little bit better teams than we did last year, but we're definitely doing better than we were last year.
Awesome. And yeah, last Saturday you got to your home tournament there, and that was pretty fun, looked like.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm glad we got second. I think we got fourth last year, which is a big improvement.
Absolutely here. And what's something you're looking to maybe strive to continue to improve on this year?
I'd like to work on serving better and just improving my passing overall.
All right. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time you've been on the show, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Man, we've got a lot of newcomers to the show. And you're one of them. All right. But no, it's not too bad, is it?
Oh, no.
But no, I know you continue to enjoy the sport of volleyball. And congratulations on a great season so far. And good luck to you coming up here.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Audrey Schwartz joining us here. We'll be joining you with another sophomore in Mackenzie Metzger. And I believe she's another one making her debut on the show. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Sophomore year volleyball, you kind of rotating between junior varsity and varsity, and that's got to be kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a different girls to play with, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably one of the few that could say I've played with about everybody on the team, right?
Yeah.
But I know your roles, are they a little different from when you are called up to the varsity compared to maybe where you are in JV?
Yeah, I started with JV setting, but now I pass varsity and JV, but it's just faster on the varsity side than is JV.
And how do you think that your passing's been this year?
I think it's improved, especially since last year. So.
All right. What's been your favorite match you've had so far this year?
Definitely Leota.
Leota, okay. Yeah, that was I'm not mistaken, that was quite a run for you guys there.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
Yeah, and what are some things maybe you're trying to do to continue to improve?
My passing could get better, and I would like to improve on my serving.
All right. Have you had a few aces yet?
Yeah, I've had
a few. All right, and you've avoided hitting the net with them?
yeah.
Good. Yeah. Well, hopefully I don't jinx you there, but no, you know, just continuing. I can't believe how fast the season's going here, and you've had a good start to the year. And see, it wasn't so bad, was it?
Yeah, it's been a fun year.
All right. Well, congratulations, and thanks again for joining me and making your debut. You did well, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, sophomore Mackenzie Metzger joining us here, and we're going to be joined here with assistant coach Emily Kite here joining us here on the show, and second year assistant coach. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Doing good, thank you. Well, you've been in the second year in the program, and you coach a junior varsity, and you've got a pretty good group here this year to help coach.
Yeah, they have been a lot of fun. They're just a really good group of girls. They bring a lot of energy. They're really excited to be out there, and I've really enjoyed working with them this year.
And you've had some success here this year, really starting to improve. Is it amazing kind of how much you've seen the improvement from the first week to now?
Oh yeah, it's crazy. I mean, just thinking back to even some of our practices and tournaments we had this summer, they have improved in so many ways, not just skill-wise, but just how they mesh and talk and work together on the court, and they look like a whole other group from how it started this summer, which is exciting.
Yeah, I think I remember last week, I think at least your first match, I think you only had six players for that.
Yeah, we have a small team this year, so But I guess if you want to look on the bright side, yeah, they are getting a lot of reps and a lot of practice. And some of the girls have had to play positions that they are not used to, or something that they did different the week before. And I mean, you know, it just makes them a better volleyball player in the long run. So
I was going to say, you know, some that probably wouldn't think of even playing the nets, well, they probably learned a lot about that position. And you mentioned that's got to be something to benefit. They learn every position on the court there.
Oh, well, yeah, I think it's good for them. Mm-hmm. And then when they do mm-hmm. get to varsity, I think it gives them a little more respect for maybe their setter or their passers, if those were a position that they've had to play in the past. And I think it just helps them really connect as teammates, too.
Last Saturday, I wanted to mention this, your JV tournament. You guys had a really good day there, finishing in second. And I know, I think it was Audrey saying, you know, that's a pretty good improvement from how you guys placed a year ago. And mm-hmm. that's got to be pretty exciting.
It is really exciting. They played so well on Saturday. Just so much energy and hustle. And volleyball is just a huge game of mm-hmm. momentum. And they carried that with them throughout the weekend. And so that was fun to watch.
And coming up here tomorrow, you get two teams. One you faced last Thursday in Hoxie, and also Colby. First, I think maybe the first time you guys will play them tomorrow on JV.
First time we've played Colby, yes. We have played Hoxie, okay. And I'm looking forward to the rematch, so that will be fun. And but it'll be good to see them mm-hmm. against Colby also, and someone in our league, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's fun, and I know next week is going to be another busy week for you guys mm-hmm. as well. You get to, I think, Garden City, and then down, and you get Cimarron and Holcomb there. So mm-hmm. some other teams maybe you haven't seen yet this year as well.
Yes, it'll be a big week for us, some good teams, and I hope they're up for the challenge. It'll be fun.
All right. Now, mm-hmm. how much are you enjoying coaching again this year?
I really enjoy it. This is a fun group. I have a young group this year, mm-hmm. but like I said, they are eager. They are ready to do anything I ask them to do. And so they've made my job really enjoyable.
All right. Once again, it is assistant coach Emily Kite joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Talk volleyball. They're off to a good start here this year. And thanks again for the time, coach. Good luck to you coming up at Colby.
Thank you. Bye.